Grace and peace to you from our Lord Jesus Christ. I will begin this evening with a question, perhaps a scandalous question. Are we faking it? By that I mean, when we come here on Good Friday, knowing very well that Easter is just around the corner, are we faking it? Is it as if we are actors in some kind of play or role-playing? It would seem absurd to some people, perhaps from the outside, to watch us on Good Friday sitting in the dark, grieving, when we know in just a few days we'll be celebrating resurrection. So I return to that opening question: are we faking it? I think this question falls away when we take seriously the very real nature of both death and resurrection. I hope you'll allow me to speak for a moment about a personal experience. Death is most certainly real. It's final, it is an end, it is the closing of a book. 14 years ago, my father died. He died of cancer. His skin, which was always rosy and full of life, started to turn a shade of gray. And his eyes, that always danced with enthusiasm and excitement, became quite hollow. And then one day, it was over. It was finished. We had a funeral. Lowering a casket into the ground was a very definite end to a life well lived. Death is an end, a very real end. Now, I'm a Christian, and that means I believe wholeheartedly in the resurrection. Knowing that there's new life for my father makes me smile, gives me hope. But you see, as Christians, we live in a point of tension between two very different realities. The first is the reality of death. People that we know, people that we love, will die, and we will grieve, and we will miss them. But we also live in the reality of the resurrection, which gives us hope, it gives us promise. The resurrection is that which gives us life, and yet, for those people that we love, there is an end. Now, this reality, this tension, exists also when we consider the life and the death and the resurrection of Jesus. We love Jesus. I think tonight about the Jesus that we love, and this is a person who touched sick people. I mean, he literally touched them. Others might be afraid or turn away in disgust, but Jesus walked right over and touched them. Jesus cared for people who were hungry. Jesus cared so much that we would understand God that he taught and he prayed and he shouted and he cried. He gave everything. He emptied himself so that we could be at one with God. If you were to look back tonight at any one of the Gospels, you would fall in love again with this Jesus. So there's no doubt that when we come to tonight, Good Friday, and experience again his death, we grieve. He was rejected by those closest to him, tortured, a horrendous evening, and a very real death. Now you see, it may seem strange that in a couple days we'll be celebrating the resurrection, and we will. And we'll smile, and it gives us great hope. But the same reality that we experience with our loved ones, we experience with Jesus. Tonight still does mark an end to a life, an end to a life filled with love and mission and ministry. There is no doubt why the disciples were so filled with passion after Jesus' death, what he was up to. It had to continue. And if we take it seriously, we have to continue that mission. Jesus did important work, and we must do it too. His life did end. Now there's hope in the resurrection, but we're certainly not faking it when we grieve. May the peace that passes all understanding keep our hearts and our minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.